If you have your Bibles this morning, you can turn to Psalm 62. We'll get there in just a minute. First, this, the truth from your church family. John chapter 15 and verse 26, one shared, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." Jesus speaking here of the Holy Spirit. Listen, hear of him and his work this morning. My brother, my sister, hear of him, what he does, what he wants to do in your heart, in your life, and in mine. He's the Comforter. Unless I miss my guess, in fact, probably there's no doubt about it. Some of us come to this room this morning and comfort is the very thing that we need. Listen, he's the Comforter. He's the Spirit of truth. In our pursuit of truth, impossible for us to ever find it apart from the work of the Spirit in us. And he's the one who testifies of Jesus, who glorifies Jesus, who points us to Jesus, who draws us to Jesus. I believe this morning in worship, we've already sensed the Spirit's work, haven't we? We didn't just sing it a song, words on a screen. No, instead, I believe that we declared it, prompted by the Holy Spirit, drawn into worshiping Jesus with this, the words that we sang, "Lord, we give praise to you. We give glory to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver, more costly than gold, more beautiful than diamonds. Yes, Lord, to you belongs the glory and the honor." Drawn by the Spirit, we declared it as the expression of our heart. As the Spirit revealed Jesus to us, we knew it to be true. There's nothing, there's no one like him. Nothing we'd ever desire that compares to him. No wonder we choose him, right? No wonder we do. It's not the message this morning, but can I encourage you? By the way, this would be the encouragement, spoken or not, any and every Sunday, no matter the message. Make room in your life, make room in your schedule. Listen, my brother, my sister, make room this morning before you leave the sanctuary. Make room, give place, take the time for the Spirit to minister in your life. Don't leave here before that he's comforted you. Don't leave here but that he's guided you into his truth, the only truth, the real truth. Make room, give place, take the time for the Spirit to draw you ever closer to Jesus this morning. Another shared from John chapter 10 and verse 10. "The thief does not come except to steal and kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." It's the truth. It's what the devil does, what the thief does. This is the truth this morning. Listen, if and when you ever give place to him in your life, this will always inevitably be the end outcome: stealing and killing and destroying. You think it a little thing. You think it a little sin. You think it to be insignificant. You think it to be something no one will know about. No one will ever see in you. It's an inside thing, just the thing that you're having to deal with. And I would remind you of the truth. Be careful, my brother, sister, that you buy into a lie. Don't buy into the lie. Don't live in a lie. It's no insignificant thing. It's stealing and killing and destroying in you. That's the truth. So also is this what Jesus does. He gives life. Hallelujah. He brings life to you and to me. It's the same. If and when you ever give place to him in your life, this will always inevitably be the outcome. Life. You've given place to the Lord. You've given place for the Lord, for His Spirit and the work of His Spirit. You've done that this morning. Listen, my brother, my sister, according to God's own word, on the authority of Scripture, I remind you this morning, the ultimate end, outcome, and result for you, for what you've done in this place this morning, it'll be life for you. You've chosen well to be here this morning. You've chosen well to lift your voice in song and to lift your hands in song. You've chosen well in choosing Him. You've chosen life in doing that. When you go from this place, this afternoon, tomorrow, throughout the week, you'll choose Him. You'll choose to follow Him. You'll choose to serve Him. You'll choose to love Him and worship Him and honor Him. And it will be life for your soul. I want to encourage you in that. It's the truth after all. Along with the verse, this was included with it. I love this verse and the way the King James says, more abundantly. Not just more, not just abundantly, but more than abundantly. Makes me to think of Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask. I love this. Sounds like double or triple portions. But in fact, even more than that, unlimited. Unlimited life that He gives. Their conclusion, He is unlimited in all He does and gives, and we are so blessed because of it. Don't you know that's the truth? He is and we are. Amen. He is unlimited in the life that He gives, and we are blessed. I wonder, are there some blessed people that would shout an amen to that this morning? Amen. We're glad for the truth of God's Word. Thanks for continuing to share truth with your church family, and remember to do that again this week. Psalm 62 this morning. I've been reading this year as I attempt to make my way through the Bible again this year. I am a little bit behind, full disclosure. I have some catching up to do. I believe I'll make it through, though. Every now and then, it doesn't happen every year, but what I'll do just to sort of change the habit of Bible reading, I will maybe sometimes instead of reading, I'll listen. Oftentimes, what I'll do is change the translation that I'm reading. And so instead of reading the NIV, I'll read the New Living Translation, or I'll read a paraphrase. I'll read the Living Bible, or the Message, or the Amplified Bible. I'll read something different. I've been reading the Contemporary English Version this year. In Psalm 62, what I want to do this morning is I just want to take you through it. It's according to the Contemporary English, but I think you'll recognize it as we make our way through the truth. Psalm 62 in verse 11. I heard God say two things. I am powerful and I am very kind. The NIV says it this way. You, O God, are strong and you, O God, are loving. Other translations include the adjective with His love. God, yours is a steadfast love. That's what some say. Yours is an unfailing love. Maybe what you're reading in the translation in front of you. Yours is a constant love. The King James uses the word mercy. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. This morning, we begin with the reminder. Be reminded this morning, my brother. Be reminded this morning, my sister. God, listen now, your God. This is the God that you love. This is the God that you devoted your life to. This is the God that you serve. This is the God that we gather in this place this morning to worship Him, to hear from Him. This, your God, He is strong. He is powerful. All power, in fact, belongs to Him. Hear that truth this morning. Believe that truth. Listen, there is nothing too difficult for Him. I don't know what you're going through this morning, and I don't say it lightly or flippantly in regards especially to what you are going through and what you're dealing with, but I'm here to tell you this morning, compared to your God, it is not too difficult for Him to solve your problem, to heal your sickness, to fix whatever it is that you're having to deal with. There's nothing too difficult. There's nothing impossible for Him. Listen, the opposite then, the contrast of that from maybe more a positive perspective. All things then are possible with God. That thing that you're going through, listen, I don't care what the doctor has said. I care about what God has said. And God has said, all things are possible for me. It doesn't matter the outlook on life. It doesn't matter what you're hearing on the news. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't matter the lies the devil's speaking into your ear. My brother, my sister, take hold of the truth this morning. Some of you, it would be good to speak it over your life, over that situation. All things, this thing is possible with God, possible for Him to heal it, possible for Him to fix it, possible for Him to solve it. He's that strong. He's that powerful after all. In 2 Chronicles, Judah is under attack from the invading and conquering Assyrian army. In 2 Chronicles 32 and verse 7, though we read this, Hezekiah the king, his message to the people of Judah. Verse 7, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. Listen now. For there is a greater power with us than with him. Listen. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. Do you understand this morning, my brother, my sister, anything that ever comes against you, anything that you experience, that you would count an attack of the enemy, listen, with that thing is the arm of flesh. Listen to me this morning. With that thing is only the arm of flesh, but with you is the Lord your God, who is strong and powerful. What are you going through? What's the thing on your radar? What's the burden within your heart? What's the worry? What's the concern? Listen, it's true. That thing is strong from a human, from a fleshly perspective. You want to fight that thing on your own? I would suggest you not even try. Because it's very likely that thing is stronger than you. Whatever that thing is, I don't know. There's too many aligned against you. There's more of them than there are of you. It's impossible from a human, from a flesh perspective. But you understand, you see it this morning. That thing that's come against you, sure, there's the arm of flesh, but it's only the arm of flesh. With you is the Lord your God, who is strong and powerful. Because that's true, so also then is this, always the truth, there's a greater power with you. Far, 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 far greater power with you than any power that would ever be against you. My brother, my sister, no matter what army, as it were, that's aligned itself against you. And I believe it this morning. I believe this, the word of the Lord, because some of you are facing an army, or so it would seem. There is that that has aligned itself against you. There is that that is an attack that's come against you. And maybe it's physically, it's something that the doctor has diagnosed. Maybe it's something that you're going through. Maybe it's in your family. Maybe it's in your finances, whatever it is. Maybe it's on the inside. You know it in your mind. There's a battle that's raging within your mind, within your heart. There's a struggle. There's an enemy that's come against you. There's an attack that you're under. No matter what army, as it were, that's aligned itself against you, no matter their numbers, no matter their power, no matter their strength, no matter who, no matter how many they've already conquered, no matter how many have already fallen to them, no matter the seeming certainty of your defeat, no matter how impossible the odds against you, no matter how impossible the situation before you, I pray it for you today, the reminder of God, your God. This is your God. Yes, our God. But this is your God. Your God is strong and powerful. Greater power. All powerful. The reminder of him this morning. I pray it brings a confidence to your heart and to your life today. The truth, your God, he's strong. Listen now. And he's very kind. Hear that truth this morning. Believe that truth. Listen. Personalize that truth. He is kind to you. You know it to be true. He's been kind. So, so kind to you, hasn't he? Would you just say it? He's kind to me. Come on, some of you in the midst of your struggle, maybe you need to say it louder even than the rest of us. He's kind to me. I'm not going to forget that my God, he's kind to me. I'm not going to forget what I've heard. I'm not going to forget that that's the truth. He's kind to me. Very, very kind to me. He loves you. He loves me. Do you hear that, my brother, my sister? He loves you with a steadfast and unfailing and constant love. He loves you perfectly. He loves you completely. Listen, think of that for a moment. It's in fact not just what he does, it's who he is. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, God is love. Because he is and because he can always and only love perfectly and completely, steadfastly, unfailingly, constantly. Listen, it's the truth. There's nothing you could ever do to make him love you more, to make him love you less. There is nothing that you could ever do. I wonder, my brother, my sister, you've believed too long the lie, and you think what you did yesterday, what you said last week, how you used to live your life, it makes it so God can't love you as much as you would want him to love you. Listen, it's a lie. Hear the truth this morning. Believe the truth this morning. He loves you completely. He loves you perfectly. He loves you steadfastly, unfailingly, and constantly. There is nothing that you could ever do. There's nothing that you've ever done that would make him love you less or love you more. He can't even love you more. You come and serve him tomorrow and minister to the poor and the needy of this community, and God will love you the same tomorrow afternoon as he loves you today. Because he loves you completely. He loves you perfectly. He loves you steadfastly, unfailingly, and constantly. That's the only way he knows how to love. That's who he is. He is love like that. He loves you. He's kind to you, loves you. Do you remember from last Sunday? Listen now, he cares for you. He's for you. And don't miss the context and the connection here, because he is, back to his power, back to his strength, he demonstrates that on your behalf. Do you understand? He's kind to you. He loves you. He cares for you. He's for you. And so then his power and his strength for you, for what you need. For the enemy in your life, for the mountain in your way. That's the truth. Because of that truth, then this truth, still the truth of the psalm. Verse 1, only God can save me. Do you understand? No one has the power and the strength that God has. Listen, this is the truth. No one loves me like he does. No one's kind to me like he's kind to me. So the truth, only God can save me. Verse 2, only God can keep me safe. It's the same, but we'll say it again so you have opportunity to hear the truth again. Listen, no one has the power and the strength like God has. No one loves you like he does. No one's kind to you like he is. So the truth, only God can keep you safe. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. In Psalm 46 and verse 1, the message says it this way, God's a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. In Psalm 32 and verse 7, you are my hiding place. You will keep me safe from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, but the Lord is faithful and he will strengthen you and keep you safe from the evil one. The song says it this way, the Lord's our rock, in him we hide. Listen, safe, secure, whatever ill betide. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm, a shade by day, defense by night, no fears alarm, no foes affright. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. You maybe recognize this one a little bit more. I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I'll have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Listen, listen to this declaration of faith. So let the storms rage high. Let the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered, safe within the arms of God. Listen now. He walks with me, listen, and naught of this earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. How about this? Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child. It's the last mile you must trod. Listen, I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe within the arms of God. One more, verse 5, only God can give me peace. It's still the same, but we'll still say it again. Listen, no one has the power and strength like God has. No one loves me like he does. No one's kind to me like he is. So the truth, only God can give me peace. You know, that's true in our relationship with God. That relationship that has been broken by sin and disobedience, rebellion and wickedness. It has. That's just the truth. And because of that, Scripture defines humanity, us, you and me. We're enemies now of God. That's not good. We don't want that, but there's nothing we can do about that. You know, sometimes we hear it at the end of one's life, the encouragement for them to make peace with God. The problem is people don't do that. A pastor doesn't, a priest doesn't, can't do that. Only Jesus does that. Only he can bring the two together. God and man. Only he can heal the broken relationship. Only he can make it right again. The problem is sin, and only Jesus can take away that problem. In Mark chapter 2, this is the story of the paralytic being let through the roof where Jesus was. So many crowding around him, they can't get the paralytic to him, so they open up the roof and let the man down. When Jesus sees the faith of the man and his friends, he says to the crippled man, my friend, your sins are forgiven. Some of the teachers of the law of Moses were sitting there. They started wondering, why would he say such a thing? He must think he's God. Only God can forgive sin. The teachers of the law were wrong in their understanding of Jesus, but they were right in their statement. Only God can forgive sin. Only Jesus by his shed blood can wash away the sin that makes us enemies, the sin that separates us from God. If you're here this morning and you're not in relationship with Jesus, if you're here this morning and you find yourself drifting away from your relationship with Jesus, listen, you have to understand, you can't possibly have peace than with God. I don't say it to sound rude or mean. If you're here and you don't have relationship with Jesus, you have to understand, you're still an enemy. If you're here this morning and you find yourself drifting in that relationship, you're going back to the old life, you're going back to the old things, you understand, you're drifting into enemy territory, where again you become an enemy of God. And I don't know how else to say it except the truth that it is. You do not want that, my friend. The good news of the gospel, you don't have to have that. You don't have to keep living like that, because Jesus, only Jesus, his life, his death, his resurrection, you can have peace with God. Jesus can bring to you that peace, can take away your sin, forgive you, so that all that separates you from God is gone. It's true in salvation. It's true in life. Only God can give me peace. Only God. Listen, my brother, my sister, not circumstances. Listen, not changed circumstances. Listen, that thing, whatever it is, changed in your life isn't going to give you peace. You're believing a lie if you think it will. And don't we always tend to believe the lie? Well, if I could just get the new job, then I would be at peace. If my children would start acting better, I would be at peace. If my wife, if my husband would just start doing better in relation, then I would be at peace. If I just had a nicer house, if we could just live here instead of there, if we could be here instead of there, then I would be at peace. And we go through the list, don't we? On and on our list goes. If only I could have that. If only I could have this. If only I had a better car. If only I wasn't sick. If only I wasn't hurting. Then I would be at peace. If only everyone treated me right. Then I'd be at peace. I could have peace then. Listen, my brother, my sister, it's a lie. Stop hearing. Stop believing the lie. Hear this morning the truth. Believe this morning the truth. Only God can give you peace. Not a better this, not more of that. Listen, that doesn't have the power, nor does it love you enough to bring you peace. Only God can do that. I believe it to be the message this morning for you, for me. It's not just what God can do, it's what he will do. You understand? Walk with me through this morning, the truth. God is strong and powerful. All powerful. So he can save, and he can keep safe, and he can give peace. Of course he can. No matter what, he can, because he's strong and powerful. But don't forget the other truth. God is very kind and loving to me. So not just what he can do, what he will do for me. Of course he can. Listen now. And because he loves me and is kind to me, of course he will. Because he's powerful and strong, of course he can save. Because he loves me and is kind to me, listen, he will save me. Of course he can keep safe. He's all-powerful. There's nothing too hard. There's nothing too difficult. Of course he can keep safe, no matter the circumstances of life, because he loves me and is very kind. Listen, my brother, my sister, the truth this morning, he will keep me safe. Because he's strong and powerful, doesn't matter what you're going through, he can give peace. Of course he can. Because there's nothing too hard, there's nothing too difficult, there's nothing impossible for him. Your cancer diagnosis, oh, God can't give peace for that, too bad. But if it was something less, no, not true at all. There's nothing impossible. In the midst of a cancer diagnosis, in the midst of bankruptcy, in the midst of a lost job, in the midst of broken family and relationship, in the midst of whatever this life would throw at you, because he's powerful and strong, he can give you still an inner peace inside your heart and inside your life. Yes, he can. Listen. Listen, and because he loves you, and because he's very kind, he will give you peace. That's the truth. Hear that truth this morning. Believe that truth this morning, and live in that truth. Again, just working our way through the psalm. Track with me here. Verse 8, how we live in the truth. Trust God, my friends. The truth. God is strong and God is very kind. Only he can save, only he can keep safe and give peace. And so, we trust in him. Verse 5, you see it. Only God gives inward peace, and I depend on him. That's what we do. That's how we live in the truth. We must trust in him. We depend on him. My brother, my sister, more than any other thing. Above any another thing, even at the exclusion of any other thing. Listen, do you understand? Don't share your trust. Don't share your dependency. It's not God with something. No, let it just be God. I don't trust in God and my doctor. I trust in God. I don't trust in God and my boss. I trust in God. I depend on him and him alone. This is how we live in this truth. Look at it in verse 8. Trust God, my friends, and always tell him each one of your concerns. Call out to him. Talk to him. The Amplified Bible says it this way. Trust confidently in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, last week's message. Give all your worries and cares to him. In Philippians chapter 4, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Tell him what threatens your salvation, what threatens your safety, what threatens your peace. Tell him, pray about that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, never stop praying. In fact, verse 1, only God can save me. And I calmly wait for him. This is how you live in the truth. You wait on him. Listen, my brother, my sister, I speak it as a word of caution to maybe some in the room that are on the verge this morning. Don't go ahead of him. Don't go without him. Listen, my brother, my sister, please don't give up on him. Wait on him. This is how we live in the truth. Verse 5, in the waiting, for God alone my soul waits in silence and quietly submits to him. Isn't the waiting the most difficult of places? Can I tell you how you live in the waiting? You quietly submit your life to Jesus. You surrender everything, all to him. Verse 2, he alone is my rock and my salvation, my defense and my strong tower. Listen, I will not be shaken. I will not be disheartened. The Good News translation, he alone protects and saves me. He's my defender and I shall never be defeated. That's how you live in the truth. That's how you live in the truth this morning. The reminder of who your God is and the reminder of what God does. Your God, my brother, my sister, your God is strong and powerful, and he's very kind and merciful and loving and gracious and benevolent to you. To you. And only he can save you. Only he can keep you safe. Only he can give you peace. That's the truth. Hear it and believe it. And now trust in him. Depend on him. Tell him your concern. Cry out to him. Pour out your heart to him. Wait for him. Quietly submit to him. And listen, my brother, my sister, walk in victory. Not defeated, not shaken, nor disheartened, nor discouraged. Because you understand this morning who your God is and what he does for you and in you, no matter the circumstances of life that you find yourself in. Father, this morning we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for the truth of who you are. We thank you for the truth this morning, the reminder, God, you are powerful. You are strong. We thank you for the reminder of that. You are kind to us. You love us completely and perfectly. You love us constantly and unfailingly, steadfastly. We thank you for that truth this morning. We thank you for the reminder. Oh, how we need to hear it. Only God, only you can save us. God, only you can keep us safe. Some of us are in trouble this morning. Some of us, we sense an enemy attacking us. We sense the discouragement lurking at our doorstep, hopelessness coming, invading into our life. Only you can keep us safe. Thank you for the reminder of that this morning, Jesus. Only you, God. Only you can do it. Only you can give us peace. Forgive us for all the times we thought something else would bring us peace. We thought a fixed or changed thing would bring us peace. Forgive us for that. Thank you for the reminder this morning, the truth. Only you can give us peace, true peace, inner peace, inside peace that this world can't touch nor take away. And now, Lord, as we hear that and believe that truth, help us to live in it. I don't know how you would do it, my brother, my sister. I just invite you, whatever it looks like for you, that you trust in him. Can invite you, let it be the simple expression from your mouth this morning, Lord, I trust in you. I trust in you. Maybe you recognize that areas in your life where you've trusted in other things, Lord, I'm sorry, I trust in you. I depend on you. I look to you, Jesus. My heart is set on you. I look to you for the answer. How about this, my brother, my sister? Live in the truth this morning. Tell God your concern. Pour out your heart to him. What is it that you need? What is it that you ask? Remember, he's powerful and he's strong. And he cares about you and he's for you and he loves you. He's very kind to you. Pour out your heart then to him. Tell him your concern. Tell him your care. Wait on him. Submit to him. Maybe you understand some in the room. Maybe you recognize you're in the waiting place. And in the waiting place, you've not submitted to him. In the waiting place, you've grown frustrated with him. You've become angry with him. You've turned from him. You've rebelled against him. Can I invite you, however it looks for you, that this morning you would quietly submit yourself to him? That you would surrender yourself to him? Can I invite you to do that this morning? And then can I remind you, listen, my brother, my sister, in him and because of him, your God, who is powerful and strong, your God, who is very kind, your God who saves and keeps you safe and gives to you peace. Listen, can I remind you? Yours is the victory. Leave the discouragement here in this place. Be disheartened no longer. live in victory. As you march from this room, let it be a march of victory, a triumphal procession as you leave this place in just a moment. Jesus, we thank you for your truth. We thank you for your truth. Help my brother to hear it. Help my sister to hear it this morning. Help us all to live in it, I pray. In Jesus' name, would you stand to your feet? Would you lift your hands to receive the Lord's blessing this morning? I pray it over you. I declare it over you. The Lord's word, the Lord's will, that you as people would be blessed. Come on, lift your hands and receive this. The blessing of the Lord this morning. The blessing of the Lord. Listen, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and gracious to you. The Lord turn to you and give to you his peace. In Jesus' name, would you receive that and say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you this morning. Kevin.